Hey everyone, welcome back to Music from the Curator's Chair. I'm your host, Scott. Sadly, I don't have any co-hosts with me. I don't have Hans or Bowie wanting to hang out today for this, and that's okay. I had to kind of do this because, well, I'm kind of stuck between crosshairs. It feels like I'm stuck between heaven and hell. Does that sound like a Black Sabbath album? You definitely know it does, but I'm not talking about Black Sabbath today. I'm, in fact, talking about kind of a somber topic today, if you ask me. Because I'm talking about Heaven and Hell, the eighth and final album by Sum 41, the Canadian rock, the pop punk band that has been known to do heavy metal stuff in the past few years since a little bit after Doesn't Look Infected as well as after Chuck. Some of their albums like Screaming Bloody Murder and whatnot really got into that intensity of heavy metal tone as well as melodic hardcore stuff, and that wasn't something I was interested in. A lot of the band members left, like Dave Cash left for a bit. He went to go on to do Brown Brigade and Organ Thieves. Steve Joss retired to do real estate stuff, I guess, because he was just tired of it, I guess. Tired of doing the drumming. I don't know why exactly he left, but more or less it just made it so Derek Whibley was the last founding member of Sum 41. But anyways, as I'm going on through this album, the first couple, like I'm going to say, Waiting on a Twist of Fate was quite a good one for an opening track, because it's a double disc, mind you. And the double disc has the pop punk side of things, and then the second half is where they have their heavy metal roots, you could say. And that kind of is funny to me because they were inspired by Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, and other bands like that when they were growing up. Like, those were their idols. Those were their heavy metal. Those were their icons to get into music. And then I guess they found themselves getting into pop punk because that was the thing that they were kind of interested in at the time as well. So I can understand why they were just doing stuff like that. And honestly, I understand that, you know? But anyways, as Waiting on Twist of Fate starts off the first half of the album, it definitely starts off pretty solid, if you ask me. Definitely one of their best, if I'm honest. Doesn't seem like it's really screaming out for like more attention or anything like that. Landmines, definitely the same way. You could hear the guitar rhythm out of Derek Whibley doing very well. Dave Cash's soloing is just fantastic on it. I can't wait. Is that another decent slapper of sorts? I would definitely say it's not the best, but it has its moments of just being kind of like right there and good. Time Won't Wait. Definitely one I didn't mind, let alone hate, because the lyricism do kind of make it true. Like, time won't wait for you. Like, you gotta keep on the path. You gotta keep going. You can't let time slow. You can't slow down sometimes. There are certain things that you know you gotta keep going with. And then there's others that you just gotta actually go, go, go. You can't just stop, you know? And that's kind of difficult. And, like, it's just, I don't know how to describe this album. Like, this first half is definitely solid. Don't get me wrong. It's definitely good. Primitive feels kind of like a very older pop, like, song from them. Like, back, like, when they did Makes No Difference to Me. I feel like, same with Dopamine. Those felt like it makes no difference to me from Half Hour Power or Does This Look Infected? It felt very immature-ish, but it felt worth it, you know? Not Quite Myself sounds like something from Simple Plan, I feel like, but at the same time, this is a band that's been around for 27 years and is wrapping it up, sadly, with this last album, and it's heartbreaking. It's very, very heartbreaking that they're going to end it. I'm a little sad that they are planning to do so in such a... They're going out. They're going all out. You know what? I applaud for going out the way they can. They're not going out when they're on top, which kind of sucks. They're kind of going out when they're burnt out, I feel like. And that kind of sucks to me. Bad Mistake and Johnny Libertine were pretty good for the rhythm and the bass beats. The drum work from, who is it? Frank Zemo, I think? I can't remember who's drumming right now, but the drummer for it was actually pretty good on that. Let's see. I could take a look right now. I will do that right now. I'll take a look on who did the drumming for this. Frank Zemo. That was who was doing the drumming. He was pretty good on it. I feel like Tom Thacker also did a little bit of good stuff on it as well. What else? Radio Silence is, I think, the last half of this first part of the album, which definitely felt very melodic, felt very solid for an album piece that comes in Preparasi a Salir, which I felt like was a French song for like prepare or something like that. I don't really exactly know what it means exactly, but I know as we go through, I know like Rise Up definitely had it had a very quick feeling to it. A lot of the songs are very, very short on this one compared to how it used to be. Like, I know they were like trying to do whatever, but like and I just know when they said they were going to like disband after the album, after releasing the album and touring, it just, I don't know what caused it exactly, but I know like I don't know why they're retiring or disbanding, but I feel like it could have been that Derek Whibley's just gone through so many health issues. He doesn't want to keep touring and try to keep going if he can't physically. And Rise Up was definitely a good one, if you ask me. Like, the composition from Mike Green and Derek for a lot of the songs, for the writing, was fantastic on these pieces. Stranger in These Times, definitely one that I kind of liked a little bit more. Over the Edge and I Don't Need Anyone definitely felt like they just kind of blended together. Like, there was nothing really new about them, it felt like. There was nothing really exciting, you know? House of Liars, which was written by Derek, Dave, and Tom Thacker, by those three, it actually kind of worked a lot better. It felt like they're actually, like, working all together on it without it feeling like, whatever, you know? It felt good. And then we get You Wanted War, which actually was really a good heavy metal tone to it. Definitely added some emphasis to it. Really made it sound, like just heavier, just growly almost. And it works. Like, it doesn't feel difficult. But the next one proves a favorite song of mine, one of my favorites of all time, Painted Black. This time, it's a Rolling Stones cover, right? I didn't expect Sum 41 to do a Sum 40, like, to do a Rolling Stones cover of all things. I was hoping they would do a cover of Black Sabbath on here. So I remember they were also saying they were, like, inspired by Black Sabbath with the title, and I thought, you know what? That would be a good idea if you were able to really make a song, a cover, that is inspired by the band that you're getting inspired from. That would have been a little too on the nose, but I feel like that could have worked. Like, don't get me wrong, Painted Black for the cover that they did is pretty, it's short, but it works. It works so well. And then we have the last two tracks. It's All Me and How the End Begins. And How the End Begins, I feel like, is a perfect way to end this album. It's All Me felt like they're just talking about, like, how everything that's happened is all on me. Don't blame the rest of the band. Blame me as Derek Whibley. Like, don't blame anyone else. And that's what it felt like. And you know what? That's fine. I don't hate that. I mean, this is their most recent album. Like, the last album was Order and Decline. That one just was really good, if you ask me. It was one of my favorites. And it definitely was a definitely good album. I liked it a lot. I didn't really like 13 Voices or Screaming Bloody Murder or Underclass Hero, honestly. Like, those are the three albums that I didn't find enjoyable. I tried listening to them and I just couldn't find myself getting into them at all, just due to the fact that one just felt so off. And it just, 13 Voices is the only one that, like, when I tried to listen to it, that I tried. I gave it a shot, but I tried. It didn't work out well. Like, it just didn't work out for me. It just did not at all feel comfortable. It didn't feel solid. It felt half finished for me. That Order and Decline is the only one that felt like it wasn't just done. It just didn't feel like it was just one person. But again, it's sad that this is the last album that they're ever going to do. Like, it really does hurt that this is the case. But at the end of the day, it's just, this is an album that I don't think was needed to kind of be their last, in a sense. It felt like this could have been the start of something new. But again, as this is their last album, I want them to go, like, they went out swinging, if you ask me, on a lot of these tracks. Like, the Heaven side of things, they were definitely trying to bring people back in from back in the old days, and I like that about them. Like, they didn't try to do anything different that they didn't have to do. While their heavier metal sound, which is what they've been kind of doing, like, especially with Order and Decline, they were doing that a lot. They were doing a little bit of that with 13 Voices, but Screaming Bloody Murder and Underclass Hero felt more more emo pop than anything. Like, it felt very just not for me. And it was just not enjoyable for me. It wasn't an enjoyable time for me to listen to them. At least All Killer No Filler and Half Hour Power were some of their solid works, if you ask me. Like, I feel like with this album, they just felt like they just didn't give a fuck. Like, they gave a fuck, but they didn't, like, I'm sorry for swearing, but I felt like they just didn't really want people to think that this is their last album at all, that there's going to be more, when I know there won't be. Like, this is their last album, and it kind of, it's just heartbreaking, you know? Like, it's heartbreaking to know this is their last album, and I don't know what to rate it right now. Like, I'm kind of in a place where I want to give it a 10 out of 10, but I don't. Like, as a final farewell from Sum 41, I have to give this. Because their last few albums, besides Order and Decline, I didn't like at all. Like, those were, like, literally a 3 or 4 out of 10 before this. Before Screaming, like, Order and Decline. Well, this one, I'd have to say, for one last album, one last ride in a sense, I'd have to give this album an absolutely solid, due to the production value, the amount of energy that it took for them to make this, and I feel like this is gonna, like, even if it's the last one, I applaud them for trying, you know? Like, it definitely has a lot of elements to it that just work well for me. Like, it, I don't know, man, like, this is heartbreaking to know this is their last album, but sometimes you just gotta go out when you know it's time to go out. I kind of wish they did this long ago, if you ask me. I kind of wish they just didn't, not like just said, oh, this is their last album, but I kind of wish they'd say, you know what, we're gonna take a break, this is not farewell, but, like, just say, you know what, this will probably be our last album overall as a band, we might try and reunite or whatever, because you never know. Like, Sum 41's been around for 27 years, and you know what, they had a lot of changes. Like, they were around from 1986 to now, so about 27, 28 years, and they definitely had a few things going on. They had a few spinoffs that they had, Brown Brigade, Organ Thieves, Operation MD. They've gone through so many changes. And you know what? I hope that whatever they decide to do as friends or whomever, you know what I mean, is, like, and I gotta say, like, I'm kind of sad, honestly, that this is their last album, but sometimes you just gotta know when to call it quits. I kind of wish they called it quits after Screaming Bloody Murder and Underclass Hero a little bit, because those are the last albums I did not like at all. I didn't really hate 13 Voices a whole lot, but it wasn't something I enjoyed listening to. Order and Decline I liked. Heaven and Hell I liked. All Killer No Filler, Does This Look Infected, and, like, Half Hour Power, absolute blasting hits for me. Like, there's nothing that stops me from listening to those every now and then when I'm in for the mood for, like, some skateboard pop punk, you know? Like, that's what I like about them. Like, they were that good, and now, like, as time has progressed, I feel like, as an adult now listening to them, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know how to describe my feelings on this album. Like, I've never had a feel, like, I've never been, like, kind of, not just dumbfounded, but just unable to kind of, like, create an entity where I can say, you know what, I like this album, I don't like this album. Like, this is the first time that I've kind of been caught between a crosshairs, in a sense, like, a crosshairs, in a sense, on where to take this. Like, where do I put this? Like, if I was to split it into two album reviews together, I'd say that the Heaven side gets a 7 out of 10, while Hell side, just for doing the cover, gets an 8. Like, overall, I still could say, like, Heaven side, I think, gets more of a 9. This one gets more of a 7 or an 8. Overall, I'd say this album in total, for what it is, does, if I'm honest, get the 9 out of 10. It is damn near perfect. I definitely could say at the end of the day, this is a farewell from Sum 41. They're not making any more music after this. They're disbanding. They might come back in the future, but I don't know if they will or not. And quite frankly, I think they're a band that deserves their time in the spotlight to be a part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They've been around since 1996, and I feel like they are, like, not necessarily owed that, but I feel like if in the next few years, if they get nominated, I will be happy for them. I will be very, very happy for them. I will applaud them if they get that nomination because of the fact that, one, they've done so much for music in general. Like, I feel like from a band that came from the suburbs of Ontario to, like, doing so many worldwide tours to just going out of their way to just make everything awesome. It's just like, they're just fantastic work, guys. Derek, I know you've had a lot of health issues in the past. I know you've been trying, you've been struggling, you had a lot of alcohol abuse issues. You went through a lot. I get it. You're the only one out of the whole band that kind of just struggled, I feel like, the most when it came to everything. But honestly, I would like to see some of their spinoffs, like the Organ Thieves or Brown Brigade, come back. Like, I'd be happy to listen to some of their music and see it come back in a positive way.
It might not
happen, but you never know. I feel like the Operation MD would also be great to see come back. And they do decide to make it happen again. If they don't, that's fine. But at the same time, this band has been, like, just constantly going on and on and on and on and on without really stopping. And it's kind of impressive. And it there's a lot of bands that don't make it past 10 plus years or even 20 plus years. 25 plus is quite the accomplishment, if you ask me, for some band. Back in the day, you wouldn't expect, like, if I'm honest, there were times where Aerosmith took a break, Kiss took a break, and a bunch of these bands have kind of taken their time and say, you know what, we're done. See you later. We're out of here.
You know what?
That's fine. I mean, they didn't, like, Aerosmith's last album came out in 2012. Wasn't the best, but that was their last album that they've done. They've done 15. Sum 41 has been around for 28 years, roughly, and they're now doing, like, they've done at least 8 albums, which is, to me, not a whole lot, but it's better than just doing 5, you know? It's better than doing only one album and just touring for the rest of their lives. Like, they're going out when they want to go out. It may not be on top, in my opinion, but they're not burning out. They're not fizzling out into obscurity. They're not doing anything like that. They're just disbanding, and they're probably going to, like, some of them are, like, probably Frank and Derek and whomever else might go on to do other things together as friends. They might not. I feel like Derek might go into music production and help produce other rock songs for other people, might help write some stuff. I don't know what they're going to do next. Maybe the reason why they're disbanding is because Derek's health issues. I don't know what the real reason is as to why they're disbanding. All I do know is that I'm a little heartbroken that this band is disbanding after how many years together. They've had numerous band changes, I get it. But it's heartbreaking because I remember listening to them a lot when I was a kid and I absolutely loved them. Now to see that they're disbanding, it's just like, it's hard to take in, you know? Like, I liked some of their first couple of albums, and there's a lot of music on those albums that were really fantastic. Some Safe and Shock, We're All to Blame, like, Newts, those are from Chuck, those are all fantastic tracks. Makes No Difference to Me, I think it was from Half Hour Power, or All Killer No Filler. Fat Lip is from, I think, that as well. Business Looking Infected has Still Waiting, Over My Head, Better Off Dead. It has a few tracks like that. There's a few songs on each of the albums that I remember. Even The Hell Show's on Business Look Infected, and that's one of my favorites from back in the day. Like, a lot of these albums just work for what they're trying to do, and I applaud them for doing what they can. And if I'm honest, like I said, it's heartbreaking to see them go, but at the same time, they're just doing what they can do, you know? Like, I don't expect most people to just kind of just keep going if they can't do it, you know? And you know what? Today is one of those days where I'm just like, I'm glad they're kind of trying to ride off into the sunset. They're not trying to do more than they need to. And you know what? I applaud them for trying, you know? Not happy that it's the last one, but I'm happy I experienced them as a band. I'm happy I've experienced them as a music listener throughout my young school years to now. And again, I'm happy to hear them, like, just say, you know what, it's time to go. You know, they're not being forced to go out of, like, pure necessity, but they basically say, you know what, we need to disband, we've done what we can, let's just go.
You know, and that's someone I applaud. I don't like when bands just kind of quit because of, like, ongoing struggles within one another. I mean, that's what Rage Against the Machine kind of did earlier last year. They kind of just disbanded right away after, like, for a second time. But this time it looks like it's more permanently done. And that kind of sucks because I really wanted to see them once in my lifetime, but I never got to. That is one band I'll never be able to see live. But maybe I can see somebody one live. If I can, great. If I don't, I won't be upset or disappointed because I didn't really listen to a lot of their stuff in the, like, after Chuck. I didn't really listen to stuff like after 2005, 2006, really. So I understand where they're coming from and I understand what they're trying to do. And again, this is a 9 out of 10 album. This is a fantastic album from them. If you really like Sum 41 or if you really like pop punk stuff, I definitely recommend listening to this album. If you're a fan, like if you're a fan of heavy metal and you've heard of Sum 41 in the past, again, go check this out. You will not be disappointed if you ask me. I definitely think this is worth the while, worth the listen to. Definitely sad to see them go, but it's just their time. It's just their time. And honestly, until next time, folks, I don't know what the next album review is going to be, but I know there's going to be one soon. I'm glad I did this. Hope you're all having a fantastic weekend out there. I will catch you all next time. This is Scott, signing out. End transmission.